Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. Tom, time once again for this monthly cattle on feed report from USDA. It seemed like we have more and more factors each month, but this past month, well, the high cattle prices, we even have poor wheat pastures pushing more young calves on feed. We were looking for feedlot numbers well above year-ago levels. How did we actually come out with the USDA number, sir?
We pretty much have a neutral report today. Really no big deviation from what the trade was looking for. March on feed came in 5% above a year ago, exactly what the trade was looking for an average estimate. February placements, 99%. This is just above the 98.3 average estimate. And marketing's at 104%, a little bit above the 103.2% estimate they was looking for. Well, looking at the on-feed numbers, at 5% above a year ago, you're looking at on-feed numbers in the feed yards at 11.394 million head of cattle. Kansas was unchanged from a year ago, Nebraska 3% higher, and Texas 7% higher than a year ago. Now, overall, this is the highest March on feed of the past 3 years. Now, out of the past 7 straight months, this is only the second time that we have been lower than the previous month. All the 5 times before that, we had seen gains on the previous month on the on feed. Placements came in 1% below year-ago level. Now, that equals 1.664 million head of cattle being placed. That's the lowest February placement of the past 4 years. We also saw Kansas down 10% versus a year ago, Nebraska down 4%, but Texas was 4% higher than a year ago. On the weight breakdown, the under 600-pound category saw the largest increase, 25% over a year ago. 600 to 699 pound, down 1.4%. 700 to 799 pound, down 5.8%. And the 800-plus category, 11.8% below a year-ago level. That shows that we have been moving a lot of cattle lately at these higher prices and moving them probably a little bit on the green side here just lately. Now, the marketings came in 4% above a year ago at 1.793 million head. Kansas was down 2% versus a year ago, Nebraska down 1%, but Texas 1% ahead on their marketings versus a year ago. Now, this report, pretty much neutral, no real surprises out of it. I think we're going to focus more on what has already happened and what could happen ahead of us. You look at this week, April live cattle lost $5.47 for the week. May feeder cattle lost $6.10 for the week. Our feed yard cash was $3 to $6 below last week's trade. And new crop corn today almost equaled its contract high. So those are going to be the factors that are going to play more into this cattle on feed report when we come back next Monday, barring anything drastically happening on the nuclear situation in Japan.